Spain, Donegal successfully conquered, and now setting your sights on Ulster, possibly looking at maybe lifting an Ulster title beginning tomorrow evening against Ballymacue from Cavan.
Yes, that's right, Tom. Yeah, we're looking forward to the challenge. All right, training's been going well since the county final, but we'll not be looking too far past Ballymacue, to be honest.
And tell me, when you do mention Ballymacue, what do you know of them?
I know they've a couple of decent inside forwards. Young, you know, Paddy Gilligan's it's very handy now, and the big James Kiernan, the Liam Buchanan there, was in the... He actually played against Donegal in 2013, actually scored the winning goal in the championship against them.
That was in the under 21.
That was under 21 team now, so no, they'll be a handful, I'm sure.
Yeah. And talk to me about your own team. As we said, you know, very much the best junior team in the county, and, you know, a general feeling is that probably Niamh Colum Killer are an intermediate team. You say things have gone well since the Donegal final in training and preparations, and everybody's looking forward now to taking on Ulster.
Oh, they definitely are. The training's been going well. We've had probably four or five train sessions since the county final. You know, and the numbers have been good. The boys have suffered, you know. Couple of wee niggles here and there, but we'll leave it on the pitch tomorrow night.
And tell me, I know when you were speaking to during the week, Daniel Clark had a bug or influenza. How was he?
Daniel's still he's kind of just with him there. He's kind of just finished his course of antibiotics, but he's mad raring to go. So he is. So hopefully he'll be an option for us anyway tomorrow night.
And any other block knocks or bruises?
Michael Lynch there. He hurt himself in a training game there, and then the night up in Castleton, dead leg. So he's kind of questionable as well. So it's the two of them, kind of.
Two big players.
Two big players. Yeah, two of the better players are you know two central players, two under 21 players there last year. So they'll be a big massive for not able to play, you know.
And tell me, last in Ulster in 2010, probably a little bit. Well, I don't know if you got the time to prepare properly, because I know you were involved in a pretty hectic local championship schedule that time.
Like Ryan McAleen was down there, you know, we kind of come out onto the pitch. He was seeing Niamh Colum Killer up on the scoreboard, and Columbus didn't really look right back then, you know. But that preparation then wasn't as probably as good as what it has been this year, you know. So we're looking forward to the challenge issue
And tell me, have you many survivors? Because I know you were playing back then yourself. Many survivors? You mentioned Ryan McAleen,
Jared Kern, Matty Crossan, Ricky Higgerty. Probably the rest of them are. The rest of them are all kind of under 21 at the moment, minors, you know.
Yeah. So it's by and large a young team, isn't it?
They're very young. I look at say by that time of 30, we're looking at 16 or 17 under 21, 5 or 6 are minor. The rest are 25, 26, 27, you know, so there's a good foundation, there's a good base, and there's a good on-the-right structure there now at the minute, so hopefully the future will be right for us, you know.
And tell me, how important is doing well in Ulster, or is it an ambition of yours to do well in Ulster?
No, we says after the county final that we're not just going to take part in it, you know, we're just going to give it our all, and hopefully that we can get to the Ulster final and kick on, you know.
Yeah. McCool Park, a ground maybe not all that familiar with it?
No, the last time we played in McCool Park was during the semi final replay against Ballyshannon. It was a draw, and on the park we played in up in Ballyshannon, and they finished by probably double scores, and that stage, you know, probably the last game they kind of played in it, other than the younger lads, like Stein and them, would have played under 21 games, you know, but as a senior team, it's probably been 3-4 years since we last played in it.
But I know you got a workout on it on Thursday night, so you got a chance to familiarise yourself with it.
That was great. I know, in fairness now, that we've been training in Castlefin as well there on Monday nights, and that's been great to have that option, you know, when we also trained there on Wednesday night up in Balba Bay, which is great to get a run of it.
So looking forward to the challenge, and expecting a big Niamh Colum Killer support, because this team is well supported, isn't it, by the people of the parish?
It's been great. It's been great all year, to be honest. And we'll give the fans something to cheer for, hopefully. We'll be going out to win the game, obviously. And we'll definitely leave everything on the field.